Jazzy, 93.7 KJZY, Sebastopol.
93.7 Jazzy.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 27th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Following yesterday's news about social advocates for youth transferring dozens of young people to other facilities, today comes the news that the 53-year-old organization that serves youth in crisis has laid off its staff and will file for bankruptcy. According to the Press Democrat, employees were given the news at a meeting yesterday. One major donor reversed its pledge of $500,000 after reviewing the organization's finances. SAY then declined to accept the remaining $600,000 pledged by six others. A drunk driver was convicted of his fifth DUI, but over objections of prosecutors, a judge declined to sentence him to prison on Monday. Sonoma County Superior Court Judge Dana Simmons overruled prosecutors' objections and instead sentenced Juan Garcia Vigil to probation. Santa Rosa police continue their search for a Ukiah man who was suspected in the shooting death of another man on Barham Avenue in Santa Rosa last week. 21-year-old Nathan Little Bear Hoagland should be considered armed and dangerous. He is described as 5 feet 9 inches tall with brown hair and brown eyes, weighing about 160 pounds. Anyone who sees him should contact the Santa Rosa Police Department. In sports, sad news, Brandon Crawford is no longer a Giant. Reports say, pending a physical, he's agreed to join the St. Louis Cardinals. And your forecast, today, mainly sunny and mild, low to mid-60s. Tonight, pretty clear once again and cool, overnight lows in the 30s. Again, some patchy frost possible early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, for the afternoon, sunny with mid-60s tomorrow. Rain returns by late Thursday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Helen.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have 25 years experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Real answers from the law offices of Elisa Ehrlich. Find out if you actually need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jazzy.
Just a little bit after 7 o'clock, the greatest songs of all time are yours with Tony Bennett and Stevie Wonder this hour. Etta James all the way. K-Star as well. How about we start with Louis Armstrong and Kenny G on Jazzy, 93.7.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be you? Go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes.
Give me some sky. I've got me some wings and I'm eager to try. I may be unknown, but wait till I've flown. You're gonna hear from me. Make me some room, you people up there. On top of the world, I'll meet you, I swear. I'm staking my claim. Remember my name. You're gonna hear from me. Fortune smiles on the road before me. I'm fortune's child. Listen, world, you can't ignore
got a song that longs to be played. Raise up my flag, begin my parade. Then watch the world over, start coming up clover. That's how it's gonna be, you'll see. For you're gonna hear from me.
It's always jazzy. KJZY.
Warren Burton is your meat pie guy. Burton's Bakery is your local home for New Zealand pies and pastries.
We love Burton's. Also, it's B-U-R-T-O-N-Z. See what they did there? New Zealand, so N-Z.
But you can Google Burton's any old which way, and there they are. Specialties include New Zealand savory pastries like meat pies and sausage rolls, and a variety of award-winning artisan breads.
Plus croissants, sticky buns, scones, cookies, pastries, and other New Zealand treats like fresh cream donuts, custard squares, and lamingtons.
Some say the lamington came from Australia, but its roots are in New Zealand. Burton will be happy to tell you all about it when you drop by. He also loves to chat about how he uses as many locally sourced and organic ingredients as possible.
Except for New Zealand butter and cheeses and Belgian chocolates.
Burton's Bakery, next to Safeway on Brooks Road South in Windsor. Open Monday through Saturday and at the Farmer's Market on the Windsor Town Green every Sunday.
Dinah Washington and That Old Feeling as the greatest songs of all time continue on Jazzy 93.7 KJZY.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. But Lordy, when you caught my eye, don't you know my heart stood still? But once again, I seem to feel that old yearning. And I knew that spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling. Don't you know it's still in my heart? Once again I seem to feel that of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling. I said, yeah, that old feeling. Now that old feeling is still, yeah, yeah, it's still in my heart. Mm-hmm.
Jazzy, 93.7 KJZY. The greatest songs of all time, Ramsey Lewis Trio and the In Crowd on our wonderful walk through Tuesday morning. Here's the Queen of Soul on Jazzy.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
tell them I remember you.
wheel of fortune. I'm hoping somehow, if you'll ever smile on me, please let it be now. While the wheel is spinning, 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 I'll not dream of winning fortune or even fame. While the wheel is turning, 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 I'll be yearning, yearning.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 27th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. As we first reported earlier this month, barriers preventing drivers from turning onto Lakeville Highway in Petaluma are now finally in place. Drivers wishing to turn west onto Lakeville from Pine View Way near Kaiser Permanente or from the South McDowell Extension are now detoured to Cater Lane or South McDowell Boulevard. Both intersections have traffic signals. After several deadly crashes, pressure was put on Caltrans to come up with a solution to improve driver safety. We are getting more information this morning about the rescue of three people on the Russian River Sunday. The woman in the water has been identified as 38-year-old Lacey Lee Mosher, who apparently became very combative and attacked the two sheriff's deputies who entered the water to try and save her, leading to them needing to be rescued. Once out of the water, she was arrested on suspicion of threatening police, battery, being under the influence of drugs, and is also accused of burglary on an unrelated matter. We are learning of the February 18th death of 55-year-old Lori Kennedy. She suffered smoke inhalation during a fire at her home on Ashton Avenue in Santa Rosa back on February 10th. Her daughter, son-in-law, and one of her three cats survived the fire. The family has set up a GoFundMe page to help cover expenses. In sports, both the SRJC men's and women's basketball teams are in the playoffs on Wednesday. The men play College of San Mateo at 5:30. The women take the court at 7:30 against Mission College. And your forecast, mainly sunny for today and mild, low 60s. Tonight, pretty clear once again and cool, overnight lows in the 30s. Maybe some patchy frost again tomorrow morning. Otherwise, tomorrow afternoon, sunny with low to mid 60s. Rain returns on Thursday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
License number 254603.
I'm Laura.